Today's daf is Nida Daf Lamed Vav, and we are 15 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis, the two dots, Dam Hayoledes, Shaloi Tavlo V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Alisa. So the Mishnah on Daf Lamedalid Amid Aleph brought three machloikeses between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The first was Dam Oyvedes Koychavim. An Oyved Koychavim and an Oyvedes Koychavim do not have Tumas Nida or Tumas Ziva Midai Raisa. Stating that, the Rabbanon said that every non-Jew, whether male or female, should be Tumi Midai Rabbanon. And there was a machloikes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the Mishnah as to the details, the pratim of that tumah that the Rabbanan imposed on an Oved Kechavim. The second machloikis was Dam Tahaira Shal Mitzairas. A Mitzairas is a female Mitzaira. In the event that she has Dam Tahar, is that Dam Tahar treated like a Mayan and as a result she'll be Tomei? Or is it not treated as a Mayan and as a result it will not be Tomei? That too was a machloikis Bishamei Mitzol. We're now up to the third machloikis, and that is Dam Hayoledes Shaloi Tavla, the Dam of a Yoledes that didn't go to the mikveh yet. So I'm reading from the Mishnah. Bishamei Yomer, Bishamei said, Keruka Ukemei Miragla. Bishamei says that the Dam is going to be like Roik and Miraglayim of a Yoledes, which means it's Tomei while it's Lach, it's not Tomei. While it's Yovish. Beisilu says, no, metam lach v'yovish, it's treated like the dam of a Yoledes, the dam tome of a Yoledes, and it's for that reason it's going to be tome whether it's lach or whether it's Yovish. Umoidim b'yoledes b'zayiv shi metam lach v'yovish. Shammai, however, is moida regarding a zava that gives birth to a baby, then the halach is that her dam is going to be metamid lach, and it's going to be metamid yavish. So what exactly is going on? What's the background to this third machloikas between Bishamah and Bishilol? And for that, we need a little bit of an introduction. So by now, we're very, very familiar with the basic halach of a yoledes. Isha kisazria v'yolda. A woman gives birth to a child. If the child is a zacha, she's tomei for 7 days. It's not tumas nida, it's tumas yoledes. After the 7th day, any dam that she sees for the next 33 days is going to be dam toya, meaning it's dam that's tahar, it does not make her tameh. An unbelievable chiddush. Even though it comes from the uterus, and it certainly seems like it's dam that's tameh, the Torah says for 33 days, any dam that she sees is going to be tahar. If she gave birth to an akeva, the numbers are double. She's not tameh for 7 days, she's tameh for 14 days, and it's not the next 33 days of dam that will be dam tayar, it's the next 66 days of dam that are going to be dam. Now that's pashut, that after the nida, or the Yoledes is Tomei for 7 days or 14 days, respectively, she has to go to the mikvah. Meaning, in order for her to be Mutter Lebaila, she's going to have to Toivel. Just like a Nida, when she completes her Yemei Nida, or a Zava, when she completes her Yemei Zava, she has to be Toivel. This woman is going to have to be Toivel as well. So she's going to have to go to the mikvah. The chiddush is that after she goes to the mikvah, when she sees Dam, that Dam's not going to be Dam Nida, it's not going to be Dam Ziva, it's not even going to be Dam Yoledes. That Dam is going to be Tar. But of course, that's Pashit, very critical in understanding today's daf. She has to be Toivel. She has to go to the mikvah between her Zman of Toma and her Zman of Tyre. The Machloikis B'Shamim B'Sul was, what would be if this Yoledes did not go to the mikvah? So she was supposed to go, and she didn't go. And now it's the 8th day. Now it's the 9th day. And she has Dam Tahar. So the question is, how do we treat that Dam? So a few things. That's poshet that she's tamei. Being that she didn't go to the mikvah, she herself is an isha tamei. Her husband's not allowed to be with her. If she touches someone or something, she has an ability to be matama. Because until she goes to the mikvah, it's like a nida. If she's clean, but she doesn't go to the mikvah for 3 months, she's going to be tamei for that 3 month period. There's no question that the yoledes is going to be the same way. So she's carrying with her tumas yoledes. That's for sure, not debatable. Additionally, we know the halacha is that any mayon that comes from a person that's tamei is tamei. So her roik, her meiraglayim is also going to be tamei. The question is, what about the dam? The dam that technically should be dam toihar. This dam right now, is it going to be tamei or is it not going to be tamei? What's the tzad that it should be tamei? Because being that it came from a woman that's tamei, maybe we should look at it as if it's tamei. What's the tzad that it should be tar? Because it's dam tar. Okay. Now, the truth is, based on the information that we already have as it relates to the sugyas of Dam Toyar, we can take it now a step further. And that is that although it's true that any Mayan that's Yotze from a person that's Tameh is Tameh, but we saw already that Dam is an exception to the rule. That Dam is not treated that way. So really, based on the fact that she's Tameh and the Dam left her body, that in and of itself would not be enough of a reason for the Dam to be treated as Tameh. If that's the case, the Dam is technically Toya because she saw it during her Tahira days, even though she's Tameh, and even though her Mayano is Tameh, but Dam we know is not a Mayan. The only time a Dam is considered a Mayan was the Chiddush by Mitzayras. That was the previous case in the Mishnah. But being that she's not a Mitzayras, she's a regular Yoyledes, right now the Dam that she saw was Dam Tahar. So based on that, you would argue, L'chaira, that the Dam should be Tahar. Right? That should be the Cheshbon. She saw it during her Yemei Tahira. Granted, she didn't go to the mikvah, so she herself is Tameh, and granted, her Mayana is Tameh, but at the same time, Dam is not considered a Mayan. So if Dam is not considered a Mayan, the Dam should be Tar, and that is Beshamay Shita. Beshamay holds a star, of course. Why shouldn't it be Tar? Now, Beshamay the Mishnah didn't say that. Beshamay the Mishnah said it's Metameh Karuko Okameh Miragleh, which means it's Metameh when it's Lach, it's just only not Metameh when it's Yavish, but that just means that it's Tameh Midrabana, because if it was real Dam, then it would be Metameh Lach, and it would be Metameh. The reason it's metame lach and not yavish clearly is only a tumah derabanan. So Beishamai Shita is that being that she saw this dam during Yemei Tayar, even though she herself is tameh, that's neither here nor there. The dam itself is for sure going to be considered tahar. It's only midrabanan that we're going to be metame lach. Beisul argues. Beisul says it's metame lach v'yavish, which means that this dam that she saw during Yemei Tayar is going to be considered tameh. The Gemara is going to bring two pshatim. Who has Beirim and Machloikis between Beisham and Beisul? Rashi in the Mishnah speaks out once, so we'll speak out the pshat that Rashi speaks out. And that is, Beisul holds that it's true when a woman sees Dam during a Yumei Tayar, that Dam is Tar. But there's a Tanai, she has to be Tar as well. So until she goes to the mikvah, her Dam Tayar is not really considered Dam Tayar. Once she toivels, and then she sees Dam during a Yumei Tayar, so then the halach is that the Dam is going to be viewed as Dam Tayar. Otherwise not. So again, what's the machloikis between Beisham and Beisul? It's the primary backdrop of the first half of the daf, the harder part of the daf. And the machloikis is, a woman gave birth to a child. She did not go to the mikvah after her Yumei Tumah. Now she started her Yumei Tayra and she saw Dam. We know she's Tameh. She didn't go to the mikvah. Avada, she's Tameh. The question is the dam itself. Is the dam Tameh or is the dam not Tameh? That's the machloikis between Beisham and Beisul. According to Beisham, the dam is not Tameh Medeiraisa. Being that she saw it during her Yumeit Taira, it's not Tameh. The fact that she's Tameh is also not a problem because it's not considered a Mayan. Dam is never considered a Mayan. Stating that, midirabonon, it'll be metamalach. But that's only a chumra derabonon. As it relates to the deraisa, which is what the sugi is going to focus on, according to Beshama, it's not Tomei midiraisa. Beisul argues, Beisul says that it's true she saw it during her Yemei Taira, but she herself was never toivel. And there's a tenai. This is one of the two pshatim of the Gemara. There's a tenai that the only time Dam Toyar is Dam Tayar, as if she herself was Tar. It's not enough that she saw it during Yemei Tahira. She herself would have to be Tar, says the Gemara. Dam Tahira so Beisul told Beishamai, yeah, to Moidim. They said, Beishamai, I don't understand. Aren't you Moidim, but Nida Shloi Tavla? If you would have a Nida who completed her 7 days of Nida, what's Nida Medei Raisa? So from the time that she sees her Dam Nida, the next 7 days, even if she sees Dam for 7 days straight, it doesn't matter. Once 7 days pass from the first time she saw Dam Nida, the halacha is, she's Tahar. She has to go to the mikvah, of course, but that's when the Yemei Nida concludes. So Beisul told Beishamai, aren't you moida to me? If you would have a Nida that never went to the mikvah, v'rasa Dam, and then she would see Dam on day 10, day 11, day 12, she hit Meya, that she would be Tameh? So you see that if she sees Dam afterwards, that Dam is considered Tameh. So what did Beisul want? So Beisul told Beishamai, the same thing should be true over here. This woman was the Yeledes. She was Tameh, let's say, for 7 days or for 14 days. Now, 3 days later, she saw Dam. If she didn't go to the mikveh yet, that Dam should be Tameh. I'm on the Beishamai. So Beishamai told Beisul, Loyim, Amartim Benida, what Shaykhis? That's true by Nida. If a Nida would have gone to the mikveh, then she would see Dam. She would be Tameh. Because the Dam is Dam Tameh. Right, it would be Dam Ziva, really. But that Dam, of course, would be Dam Tommy. Tommy Bill, yeah, there's Shem Tavla Brasa Shitaira. This is different. I'm saying this is Dam Taira. You want to have that because she didn't go to the mikveh yet, maybe it shouldn't be Dam Tar. I don't agree with that. But what kind of raya are you bringing me from a Nida? The Nida who saw Dam after not going to the mikveh, the Dam was for sure Tommy. And it would have been Tommy had she gone to the mikveh, had she not gone to the mikveh. So what would be the tzad that Dam shouldn't be a problem? Here, the Dam is a Dam that the Torah said is Dam Tayar. That we're debating. What happens if she didn't go to the mikveh? Is it still Dam Tayar or is it not Dam Tayar? I hear it's a nice shayla, but how are you bringing me Raya from a Nida? Tosfos is so bothered with what Beisil's Havamina was. Tema, Maika, Sovri, Beisil, the Kamaisi, Minida, the Pshitat, Kudamahadale, Beishamai. I mean, sometimes you hit Beishamai's Taina more at first glance, sometimes you hit Beisil's Taina more at first glance. Tosfos says, I don't even know how to read Beisil's Taina. Either way, the Gemara continues. And the Gemara says, Amalahem, Beishil, Beisil, however, came back with another Taina. They said, your letters, Bezoiv Teichiach. I'll bring you a Raya from your letters, Bezoiv. Meaning, my first Taina clearly is not a good Taina, Beisil said, but I have a different Raya. What about your letters, Bezoiv? A woman that had a baby while she was a zava. So what's that lacha? We're going to see this very much in the daf. What happens if a woman was a zava when she gave birth to a baby? A zava gedayla. So we've seen this already a little bit. That lacha is that after she goes through her yemei tuma, 7 days if she gives birth to a zachar, 14 days if she gives birth to an akeva, she now, in addition to that, is going to have shiva nekiyim, and it's only after the shiva nekiyim that she's going to be able to start her Yemei Toyer. So Beisil told Beishamai, what about Yeledes Bezoiv? She in Tavla V'Ros Alachi Mei Sfira. What would happen if she Toivels after her Shiva Nekiyah, Tahira? Then any Dam that she's going to see is going to be Tar. Why? Because it's regular Dam Taira. It's only not Dam Taira. The only difference between the Yeledes Bezoiv and a regular Yeledes is the Yeledes Bezoiv has to take into account the Shiva Nekiyah. But once she has in the Shiva Nekiyah, at that point she's going to be Tahar. However, Loi Tavla V'Ros, so if she didn't Toivel and she saw Tmeya, at that point she's going to be Tameh. So what do you see from there? You see that if she doesn't Toivel, then any dam that she sees, even during her Yemei Toihar, is going to be Tamei. So Beisil told Beishamai, what's the difference between that case and a regular Yeledes? Beishamai said, we're arguing with the classic Yeledes. A regular Yeledes, she had a Yemei Tumah, she didn't go to the mikvah, now it's Yemei Taira, she saw Dam. Is the Dam Tamei or not? Okay, we're not discussing if she's Tamei, she's for sure Tamei, she didn't go to the mikvah. We're discussing the Dam. Is the Dam Metama, Lach V'Yovish, Medeiraisa, or not? Is it a regular Dam Tamei? So what did Beishamai say? No, it's not, because she saw it during Yemei Taira. So Beisil told Beishamai, 1 second, what about a Yeledes Bezoiv? What about a woman that was a Yeledes, but she was Yeledes while she was a Zoiv? So she needs to keep an extra 7 days of Nekiyim. Okay. She kept her Shiva Nekiyim. She didn't go to the mikvah, and now she's so dumb. Aren't you moited to me in that case that the halacha is that she's going to be Tameh? Why? She saw it during Yemei Taira, Elamai, because until you go to the mikvah, it's Tameh. Amulahem, so Beishamai told Beisil, who I didn't, vihi atshuva. How do you know what I hold in that case? I disagree with you. I hold in that case the same halacha. You're right, it's the same exact thing. And just like I said, by a regular Yoledes, where if she didn't go to the mikveh between her Yemei Tumah and Yemei Tahira, it doesn't matter, still the Dam is going to be Dam Toya if she sees it during Yemei Tahira. A Yoledes Bezoiv is the same thing. If she keeps her Shiva Nekiyim and she doesn't go to the mikveh, the Dam that she sees later is also going to be Dam Toya. Faith the Gemara, is that true? The Maimer the Pligi? Could you actually say that Beishamai Beisil argued in the case of Yoledes Bezoiv, just like they argued by a regular Yoledes, Vatam, we learned in our Mishnah, Umaydim Yoledes Bezoiv, Shitmeya, Shimetam Alach V'Yavish, the Mishnah said Nefurish. That was the last line of the Mishnah. That Beisil and Beishamai are both Moida, meaning even Beishamai is Moida, that a Yoledes Bezoiv who sees Dam is Metamalach V'Yavish. Marcel's like, Kasha, Kansha Safra, Kansha Loi Safra. The Mishnah's talking about something else. The Mishnah's talking about a Yeledes Bezoiv that never had Shiva Nekiyah. So even though right now she's in her Yemei Toihar, but until she has Shiva Nekiyah, we'll see later, sometime from a Pasuk. Everybody agrees with this. This is not a shayla. That the halacha is that a Yeledes Bezoiv needs to observe her Shiva Nekiyah after her days of Tumas Leida. Over there, Beishamai's Moida. The exchange between Beisil and Beishamai wasn't that case. It was a case where she already observed her Shiva Nekiyah. She just didn't go to the mikveh yet. In that case, says Beishamai, just like I hold a regular Yoledes who doesn't go to the mikveh and sees Dam during her Yemei Tayar is still going to be dam will be treated as dam toyer. The same is true in a case where it's a yeledes b'zayim. The Gemara says, "Vatanya." In fact, it's a mafurish b'raisa. Yeledes b'zayim should suffer for late tova. A yeledes b'zayim that counted her shiv and a kim. She didn't go to the mikvah. V'rasan she saw dam. Holchu beishamay ubeis hillel. Holchu beishamay l'shitas and b'shilu l'shitas. Same machlokes between beishamay and b'shilu. Aye, in the Mishnah, umaydem beishamay l'b'shilu. No, the Mishnah is talking about when she didn't have a shiv and a kim yet. She didn't have a shiv and a kim. That's when b'shilu says, "I agree with you, even though it's in her yemei toyer, but there's a din as zava has to have her shiv." So if she sees Dam, it's going to be Metamalach for Yovish. But in the case where she already had her Shiv and Akim, so now it's Taka the same Achloik, it's between Mesham and Besilil, and it's going to be Mesham and Lashitasan, Ubesilil Lashitasan. Itmar. This next Gemara is a classic. Rav Amar Rav said. So you have this Chiddush in the Torah of Yemei Tum and Yemei Taya. Again, what's the case? A woman gives birth to a child, a Zachar, 7 days, all her Dam is Tameh, the next 33 days, all the Dam is Tahar. Oh, Nekeva, 14 days it's Tame. The next 66 days, any dam that she sees is going to be tar. The question is, what's the beer? What's the reason for this? Rav Amar Rav said, Mayan Echadu. Really, the dam Tame and the dam Toyar come from the same place. It comes from the same Mayan. Just from a medical standpoint, it comes from the same place. Narvas. So why is it Tame and then it's Tahar, 7 days, 14 days? HaTorah Timah, so if HaTorah Tiyartai, this is all the Torah's chiddush that during some times that dam should be tameh and other times the dam should be tar, but there's no mitzios physical difference between the two dams. Levi Amar Levi said shnei mayonah say no. Really, the two dams come from two different places, and it's for that reason that for 7 days tameh, then 33 days tar, and for 14 days tameh, and for 66 days tar, because it's two different dams, and there's the Tomei type of dam, and there's the Tar type of dam. It's not the same dam. The Torah sometimes says it's Tomei, sometimes says it's Tar. No, Shtei Mayonai same, Nistam Atomei Niftach Atar. And in fact, the Metzias, what happens is that after the 7 days, the Mayon that was giving this Tomei dam closes, it's Nistam, and then it's Niftach, the other Mayon, which gives the dam Tahar. Nistam Atar, after the Yemei Taira, the reverse happens. The Tahar dam gets closed, and the Tomei dam says, "Where my benayo? Is there a nafkumidal halacha between Rav and Levi?" Again, Rav holds Mayan Echad. Levi says, "Shtei Mayonis." Is there a difference? The Gemara says, "Yeah, Ike benayo, a bunch of nafkuminas. Sheifas, mitoich shiva lacha shiva." What would be if a woman was bleeding during her 7 days of Tumas Yeledes for a Zachar, and she continued into the 8th day? She was Sheifas. Meaning it went straight. There was no hefsek between the 7th day and the 8th day. Or umitoich arba salach arba. So the same exact thing, 14th day to the 15th day within a keva. Or in the reverse, mitoich arba lach arba. The 40th day for a zachar is the last day of Yemei Tayar. What would be if she bled from the 40th day into the 41st day? Or mitoich shmeinim lach shmeinim. 80th day is the last day of Yemei Tayar for an akeva. What would be if she bled from the 80th day into the first 80th? These are four cases would be nafkaminas right off the bat between Levi and between Rav. Says the Gemara, Lirav, Reisha Lekula, Vaseifa Lechomra. The first two cases, according to Rav, would come out Lekula. The second two cases will come out Lechomra. How so? Because Rav holds it's Mayan Echad. So the fact that she's Sheifas makes no difference. We know it's the same blood. It was always the same blood. The Nafkimin is, what's the Psak of the Torah? Is it Tomei or Tar? 7 days, Tomei. 14 days, Tomei. The next 33 days, Tar. The next 60 days, is it going to be Tar? So the fact that she was Sheifas from the 7th day to the 8th day is not a reason that now on the 8th day, even though she's in the Yemei Tayar, it should be Tomei. Why would it be Tomei? It's because it's the same blood. It was always the same blood. We know it's the same blood. The Torah said it's Tame for 7 days, and then it's tar after that. So the first two cases would come at a kula. But at the same time, the Sefer L'Chumra. What would be if she bled from her Yemei Toyar into her Yemei Tuma, now on the back end of it? So now she's bleeding from 40 to 41, or from 80 to 81. So now the halacha is that even though it's the same blood, it's coming from the makar of Dam Tar, but now Vatera Timasai. So now it's going to be Tomei. So come out, the first two cases will be Lekula. The second case will be Lechumra. Lelevi says, remember, according to Levi that holds the Shtei Mayanois, it's going to be just the opposite. Reisha Lechumra Vaseifa Lekula. Because the whole Yisoid of Levi, she's very important also in understanding some of the Cheshbonos that are about to come, is that we assume that the blood is coming from another place. But to the extent that she was Sheifas, so it's obvious that it's the same dam. In order to trigger the change from Dam Tomei to Dam Toyar, and from Dam Toyar to Dam Tomei, you need a hefsek. Because if it's Sheifas, if she's continuing to bleed, then it looks like the Dam's coming from the same place. And if it's coming to the same place, it wasn't Nistam HaTohar V'Niftach HaTomei. That's not what happened. So if that's not what happened, then clearly You have to view this dam as whatever it was previously. So in the first two cases, when she goes from Tumah to Tahaira, she bled straight from the seventh day into the eighth day. Even though she's bleeding now on the eighth day, still the dam is going to be Tumah. Isn't it Dam Tayar? No, Dam Tayar is when it's a different dam, where it's coming from the other Mayan. Here it's clearly not coming from the other Mayan. So in the first two cases, it's going to come out L'chumra. In the second two cases, it's going to come out L'kula. Tosfos points out right away that really, it could be Naya Tuva. The Gemara just gave us a simple nafgamina. Kol hani deparach besomach. The whole Gemara that we're about to learn now will be full of nafgaminas between Rav and Levi. Ella the poshut yosin nakat. The Gemara wanted to give us the simplest nafgamina, so this is the simplest one. But either way, this is the simplest nafgamina, says Tosfos, and that's why this is the nafgamina that the Gemara is mentioning. Either way, so we have a machloikis between Mesham and Besil. That's how we began the daf. We now have a machloikis between Rav and Levi, and now the two machloikises are going to converge. Meisvei, frik the Gemara kasha, dami yoledes shloi tavlo, our mishnah, or yoledes that didn't go to the mikvah between who you made, Tomei, you made tired, Mesham says, meaning she's not Tomei Midei Raisa, right? That's what that means. See, the dam itself is not Tomei Midei Raisa, she's Tomei. The dam itself is not Tomei Midei Raisa, it's only Metam Alach Velo Yavish, it's Tomei the Rabbanim, it's only Metam Alach Velo Yavish. Then, no, it's regular Dam Tomei, says the Gemara, the Pashas is talking about where she stopped bleeding, right? Well, why not? That's stomach katani. So it sounds like it's talking about where she bled for 7 days and there was a hafsik, a shtekel, whatever. The hafsik could be a second. And once she was mafsik at that point, now she bled, and that's what the case is. And the machloikas is that that dam, quote unquote, toyar, is it metam alach v'yovish, it's metam b'day raisa, or it's not? Faith, bishlam the rab, bishlam going to rab, dama mayin echotu. Who holds that the dam is always my nech? I understand Beisul Shita. I had a Geshmacher Kasha. According to Rav, I understand Beisul Shita. Because really, the dam Toya and the dam Tommy is always the same blood. It's the same blood. Nervos is dinim. Sometimes it's Tommy, sometimes it's Tar. Okay, so I hear Beisul Shita. Beisul Shita is, she didn't go to the mikveh yet. Whatever, that loch is that it's going to be done. But at the same time, shaloi besoloimrim, I lost the place. Bishloimole, Rav Dama Mayan Echo Mashach Vitam Lach Vyosh. El Levi. But according to Levi, Dama Shte Mayano is saying. But according to Levi, that says that the dam is a different dam. Am I Metam Lach Vyosh is a different dam. So what? The fact that she didn't go to the mikveh, that changes the mitzias of her anatomy and her physiology. Now all of a sudden, the dam is the same dam. If it's different dam, it's different dam. So why is it metam alach v'yavish? So the Gemara says, "Amalach Levi." Levi's going to tell you, "Hach my skin." You have no choice but to say that it's talking about a shayfas. She was shayfas, and we just saw earlier that if she was shayfas, that's a raya that it's not from the new mayon. So being that she was shayfas, that's why, according to Beis Hillel, she's going to be metam alach v'yavish. But Anachanami, once she stops, and we know for sure it's coming from the other Mayon, even if she didn't go to the mikvah, Beis Hillel is going to agree to Beis Shammai that the loch is going to be taught. Even if Shayfas, my time to Beis Shammai. Now, once you're making a kim that it's Shayfas, so what's pshat in Beis Shammai? So the Gemara says, okay, sorry, Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai is Mayan Echadu. Beis Shammai holds it, it's Mayan Echad. And that is the machloikis then between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So says the Gemara, you know what Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is? This is not the pshat that we spoke out in the introduction. This is not the pshat that Rashi says in the Mishnah. This is the other pshat. We said there were two pshatim. This is the other pshat. The Machlokes is Hagufa. The Machlokes is Mayan Echad or Shtei Mayanois. Beis Hillel holds it's Shtei Mayanois. That's usually the way Dam Toya works. If that's the case, Hachav Mayaskinon B'Sheifas. Being that it's Sheifas, it's not Dam Toya. Because if you hold Mayan, if you hold Shtei Mayanos, then the only time it's Dam Toyar is if it's coming from the other Mayan. If you know for sure it's not coming from the other Mayan, as in the case of Shoyfas, so in that case, it's actually going to be Dam Tomei. And that is the aside of Beis Hillel Shita in the Mishnah. Not that she didn't go to the mikveh so much. It's that she was Shoyfas. The Loi Tavla is not the punchline. The punchline is Shoyfas. That's very important. That's the punchline. I mean that's the punchline. She was Shoyfas. So it's for that reason, it's coming from the same Mayan. Oh, the same Mayan. So what does Bisham Mayan hold? Why is she Tar? Because Shami holds always Mayan Echad. So if it's always Mayan Echad, so he holds like what the Gemara said comes out according to Rav. It goes the Kula. So being that it's Mayan Echad, who cares that she was Shayfas? At the end of the day, the dam right now is going to be Tam Tar. So says the Gemara, Bishlam le Levi. Bishlam according to Levi. Hainu de Ikabein, Beishami, Beisilil. Levi, who said that Beis Hillel holds Shtei Mayanois, right? When Levi said it's not Mayan Echad, it's Shtei Mayanois, he was going according to Beis Hillel, because we passed like Beis Hillel. So Bishlam, according to Levi, who said Shtei Mayanois, Levi the Beis Hillel, he'll tell you that Beis Shammai holds Mayan Echad, Hachab Mayaskin, Beis Shayfas, I understand the Machloikis of Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Elo Rav. But according to Rav, who said Mayan Echad, clearly he holds Mayan Echad, according to Beis Hillel, my Beinayu, what then is the machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Or in other words, why does Beis Hillel hold that the halachas is going to be tough? If you hold Nayin Echad, it's always the same dam. So if it's always the same dam, who cares that she didn't go to the mikvah? Sheifas isn't going to make a difference. Sheifas is a svara where usually the only reason it's dam toyar is because you assume it came from another place. Sheifas is telling me, no, if it came from the same place, so then you can't say that svara. But over here, we are clearly, you hold Nayin Echad anyways, so what's pshat in Beis Hillel? Says the Gemara, this is the pshat that we spoke out. That the whole Yomei Tayar is totally in Yomei. So even though she didn't go to the mikvah, the dam is going to be a tam tar. Basil holds this two criteria in terms of establishing what exactly. In terms of establishing what exactly Dam Toyar is, you need that it should be during the Yemei Tahira, 33 and 66, but it also needs that there should have been a Tvila. You would need that the person, that's the Machloikis in Mishnah Bissel. Sorry, my Toshma. Toshma, going back to the Machloikis between Rav and Levi, where Rav holds Mayan Echad, Levi holds Shte Mayonis. The Mishnah said that Bishnah Bissel are both Maida, that a Yoledes, who was a Zavah Gedoyla, that Lachesh is Matam Alach V'Yavish. Now, we already spoke about this a little bit, and the Gemara made a very important comment on this. The Gemara said this is only true if she didn't have her Shivan Akiyim yet. Once she has her Shivan Akiyim, and she was Loy Tavla, and she had a Riyah, according to Beit Shammai, it's going to be no different than the classic example of a Yoledes that saw Dam during her Yemei Tayr. It's the case where Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel Amoida is where she didn't have her Shivan Akiyim, and it's based on this din that a Yoledes Bezoiv has to have her Shivanakim. Says the Gemara, so the Chachanami, the Pascha, the Pashta, says that this case, where Bisham Yisrael both Maida, is talking about where she was Pascha, where she stopped seeing Dan for a moment. So now it's during her Yemei Taira. She didn't have her Shivanakim yet. Everybody agrees that the Dam is going to be Tamin. Faith Gemara, why? Bishleim the Rav, Gishmak Dam, Mayan Echad, who Mishum Hachim, the Tamalach, Yavish. I understand it. You tell me there's a halacha that a Yoledes Bezoiv has to have Shivanakim. She didn't have Shivan Akiyim. That's why she's going to be Tomei. But Ella Levi, but according to Levi, who holds, that there's a Metzias, this is the whole point, that there's a Metzias. In Levi's world, Yemei Toyar is based on Metzias. That Mayon that usually gives off Dam Tomei is Nistam. And now all of a sudden, for this very short period of the woman's life, it's niftach a new makar, and that new mayon is not dam tomei. So faith the gemara, the levi damash shtei mayonos, and my mayim tam alach v'yavish. Who cares that she didn't have shivan akiyim yet? It's not dam ziva. It's not dam tomei. This dam I thought is dam tar. So the gemara says, you're right. The only time this halacha would be true is if she was sheifas. If you could establish that the dam was coming from the other mayon, then enachanami, this halacha wouldn't be true. It's all going b'sheifas, just like Levi made the Akimta that Beis Hillel's Ikar Alach is B'Sheifas. The same is true for the part of the Mishnah that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are both Maida to. It's the same thing. The Akimta is B'Sheifas. L'may Yitzrich. What was the point of even saying this Halacha? If it's the same Akimta B'Sheifas, what are we learning from this? The Gemara says, no, the Chiddush is in Beis Shammai. The Gemara says, L'Beis Shammai Yitzrich. Even though Beis Shammai holds Mayan Echad, even according to Levi, and therefore, what is it really? What matters? What matters is Yoimi. So, Hani, Mili be Yoledes Gredes, that's all true by Yoledes Gredes, so the Shlimaluhu Yoimi, who finished her days. Avi Yoledes Bezoiv, the Bay Sphira. But Yoledes Bezoiv, who needs Shivan Akiyim, in the event that she didn't have her Shivan Akiyim yet, Loy over the Beis Shammai is going to be mine. So the reason we mentioned this case was Loy Diacha Shitas Beis Shammai, to tell me that Beis Shammai holds in this case, if she didn't have her Shivan Akiyim, any dam that she's going to see is going to be a problem. Exhale for a moment. And we'll have to inhale again in a second. But just for now, so where are we holding right now? We had in the Mishnah a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, a Yoledes. She had a Zohar, 7 days. She didn't go to the mikvah like she was supposed to. She's Tomei without a question. And now on the 8th day, the 9th day, the 10th day, she sees Dam. Is that Dam Tomei? Or is that Dam not Tomei? A Yoledes that has Dam, the Dam is Tomei. The question is, what about this woman who is still Tomei, but she saw it during her Yemei Taira? According to Beis Shammai, it's not Tomei Midei Reis. Midei Rabbanon, it's Matam Alach. But Midei Reis, it's not Tomei. According to Beis Hillel, the Alach is Midei Reis, it's going to be Tomei. What's the Hezber in the Machloikis? The Gemara gave two Machloik. The Gemara said two Hezber. Rav and Levi. Rav, that was one we spoke at first, even though that's the one the Gemara mentioned second, when the Rashi speaks out, is the Machloikis is, what makes something Dam Tayar? Is it enough that it was during the Yemei Tayar? Or do you need that she herself should be Tayar as well? Very straightforward. If that was the whole thing, be very easy daf. Very, very straightforward. According to Beis Hillel, you need sai that the dam should have been seen during the Yemei Tahiyah. That's when it left the woman's guf. And sai that she herself should be tahir. She didn't go to the mikvah yet, so it's not going to be dam tahir. It's regular dam tahir. It's betamalach v'yavish midoy raisa. According to Beis Shammai, it's enough that she saw it during the Yemei Tahiyah. So the fact that she didn't go to the mikvah, that doesn't bother me. According to Levi, the Gemara said, the machloikis is something else. The machloikis is whether dam toyar comes from a different mayon as the dam tame, or comes from the same mayon as the dam tame. Additionally, we have to make an akimta in the Mishnah. Hacha b'mayaskin, and the machloikis b'shami b'sila was where she was shayfas. She saw dam straight from her yemei tuma to her yemei tayra. B'sila holds that the reason dam is tar is because it comes from a different mayon. In this case, she was shayfas. It clearly came from the same mayon. As a result, Allah is this dam according to B'sila is going to be tame dam. B'shami holds no dam tayar always comes from the same mayon, and being that it always comes from the same mayon, so it's for that reason, according to Beis Shammai, what's the difference that she was shayfas? Even if she's shayfas, it's coming from the mayon of Tahar, which is the same as the mayon of Tameh, HaTayra Timasai, HaTayra Tiyartai, and it's for that reason the loch is, it's going to be Tahar. Either way, the Gemara, in discussing the Machloikis, Beis Shammai still mentioned another Machloikis, this Machloikis between Rav and Levi, but the dam toyer comes from the same mind, comes from a different mind. So the Gemara is going to not mamish digress because we're still in the same sugya, but we're going to shift our focus a little bit from focusing on the machloikis b'sham and b'silo to now focusing on the machloikis between Rav and Levi. So again, Rav holds mayon echad, Levi holds shtei mayon. It says the Gemara a toshma to the machloikis between Rav and Levi, devoisa titno. So this is the first pasuk in Parashas Tazria. Dabra el b'nei Yisrael lemar, or the second pasuk. Ishaki Tazria, v'yolda zachar, v'tama shivas yomim, ki mei nidas devoisa titma. So Ishaki Tazria, v'yolda zachar, Parashas Tazria. She gave birth to a zachar, v'tama shivas yomim, we know that. And then the Torah says, ki mei nidas devoisa titma. Which sounds a little bit like she's Tomei Tumas Nida. We spoke that in the introduction to Perek HaMapelas, that Ramban says that, you see from here that Tumas Yeledes, not like the Kotzka and some of the Machshava that we spoke at. No, it's related to Tumas Nida. The Torah says right away, Kimei Nida's the voice of Titma. A Nida's Tomei 7 days, Yoleda Zachar's Tomei 7 days, the dam comes from this, from the Makar. Clearly, this is a very, very similar type of Tumma. But the Gemara darshans this pasuk. By equating Tumas Nida and Tumas Yoledas, even though they're really not mamish the same Tumma, we learn halachas. The voice of Titma, the rabbi says, Bayala. Someone's Bayal Nida, he's Chayv Karis. If someone's Bayal Nida, he becomes Tomei like a Nida. The same is true if someone's Bayal or Yeledes. Meaning, just because someone, there's a sugya being Bayal Nida, who said it has anything to do with Bayal Yeledes? This pasuk, this braisa, devoisa titma, we equate the Yeledes to a Nida, the rabbi says Bayal. Another halacha, devoisa titma, the rabbi says Halevois. There's a special pasuk that teaches me that a Nida's tummy at night. Meaning, the pasuk when it talks about Nida says Shivas Yamim. So maybe she's only Nida during the day, maybe at night, there's no Tumas Nida. It's learned that from a pasuk. The voice of Titma teaches me that Tumas Yeledes is also true at night. The Rabbis are Leilis. The voice of Titma, the Rabbis are Yeledes Bezoiv, Shetzricha Shetashiv Shevinakim. This is where we learn the halacha of Yeledes Bezoiv. Right? We said a few times, we'll see it's a pasuk. This is it. That a woman who had a baby while she was a Zava, so the halacha is that when she completes her Yemei Tuma of Yeledes, she now needs to have a cheshbin, she has this pending shivanakim that she's going to have to deal with at some point. This is when she deals with it. Right after your meituma, before the yomei tayra kick in, she has to deal with the shivanakim. Says the Gemara Asi. Bishlam ilu Rav Dama Mayin Echadu. Bishlam according to Rav, that says that dam tome, dam tohar, dam ziva, dam yedla, it's all the same dam, it's all one mayon. Mishamachibayu shivanakim. Say, I understand then, maybe why she would need shivanakim. Why she need shivanakim? She has to make sure she doesn't have any dam. That dam is still going to be dam tameh. So, didn't she start her yemei tayar? No. We have a drasha that says that hatayrati hartay doesn't kick in until after the shivan akim. So I understand the concept of shivan akim. El levi damashli mayanos. Emet koink levi that says that to mayanos. Lama li shiva. B'mashu sagi. Once she stops bleeding after the 7 days of a zachar, or after the 14 days of an akeva, at that point, the mayan is nisnam. If the mayan is nisnam, the new dam is going to be tar. Let's say she sees dam. Let's say she's shayfas for 7 days. How does that help me for ziva? The ziva has to have shivan akim. What does shivan akim mean? 7 days clean from dam tameh. This dam is anyways dam tar. This will be going to rav. It's all the same blood. So It's all whatever the Torah tells me it is. So if the Torah tells me you need Shivan Akim before it flips to being Dam Torah, okay, that's the halacha in the Torah. But according to Levi, it's not true. According to Levi, it's different blood. So what does Shivan Akim mean? From the bad blood. This is Dam Torah. This is not a problem. So the Chayra, why does she need 7 days? So what should she do? A mashu. Rashi says then she should wait 7 days. Because Maisi still have to wait 7 days. You know for sure she's not going to have Dam. Play it out. You wait 7 days, and then after 7 days, she'll be tired. But why can't she see Nam? She has to be Shivan Akiva without seeing Nam. It's not true. Even if she sees Nam, the Nam is going to be tired. Because it came from a tired place. And the Gemara says, you're right. It's such a good kasha that Hachi Kamar, Tzricha She Tifsik Mashu, She Yalu Lalo Shivan Akiva. She needs a little bit of a hefsik, a mashu of a hefsik, so that she can wait the 7 days. She has to wait the 7 days. Wait the 7 days, and afterwards, she's going to be fine. Tashma, a similar ha'ara. So the context of this Tashma is actually a sugya earlier in the Masechta, where the Gemara discussed the first halacha of the Mishnah. Right? Remember the first halacha? Kol anoshim dayin shaitin. A woman does a bedika, she finds dam, so clearly she's a nida. Question is, how long was the dam there? Do you have to assume it was there going back to the last time she did a bedika? Or no, you can assume if she just found it, maybe this is where the dam came. Right? So it's a machloikis, shamay yoimer kol anoshim dayin shaitan. You don't have to be concerned for anything in the past. Hill said, me pkida le pkida, no, you have to go back to the last pedika, and the chachamim said, loike devezeva, loike devezeva. Ela me eis leis ma metas ayad me pkida le pkida, or me pkida le pkida ma metas ayad me eis leis. That it's the lesser of the last time she did a pedika, 24 hours. I mean, you have to be chayish, not like shamay who said dayin shaitan, but whereas Hill was very machmi, said you have to be chayish all the way going back to the last. Badika, you don't have to be that chayish. You just have to, up to 24 hours. And if she did a badika within 24 hours, that in and of itself is going to be enough. And then there was another Mishnah, Daf Zayin Amid Aleph, Rebbe Eliezer. Said, Rebbe Eliezer HaGadol. So the Mishnah said, Rebbe Eliezer, Oimer, Arba Nashim Dayin Shaitan. There are four women that everybody agrees are Dayin Shaitan. Why? Because they're Becheskas that they're Mesulek is Dam. They never see Dam. So if they see Dam, it's a Chiddish. I mean that it's a Chiddish. If they see Dam, so any Dam that they see, you for sure don't have to be concerned, was here earlier. This is an important introduction. What were the Arba Nashim that are Dayin Shaitan? Pesula, Meuberes, Meinika, and a Zakena. These are all people that are Becheskas Mesulek is Dam. And then the Gemara discussed, not all the Tanam agree with Rebbe Eliezer. We pass like this Rebbe Eliezer. But not all the Tanam agree with this Rebbe Eliezer. At the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi said, that I agree with Rebbe Eliezer, but a little bit. As it relates to a pregnant woman and a woman that's nursing, if 3 oinois, 3 months, so to speak, pass, 3 cycles, and she didn't see Dam, so then the halacha is Dayan Shaitan. If, however, these 3 months didn't pass, or these 3 oinois didn't pass, then you're not going to have the halacha. So the Braisa on Daf Yud Amid Beis, which the Gemara is quoting here again, on Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, is referring back to this Rabbi Yossi Shita. So again, Rabbi Yossi Shita is that a Mu'uberes and a Meinekes that went 3 oinois without Dam, then she becomes Becheskas Mesulekes Damim. Now any Dam that she sees is going to be Dayan Shaitan. Not like Rabbi Yezza that holds these Dalin are always dying shaitan. Only if it was, says the Braisa, Yemei Ibura Oilum Lali Yemei Minikusa, Vimei Minikusa Oilum Lali Yemei Ibura. What if a woman was pregnant and she was nursing during the same time frame? She went from being a Mu'uberes to a Meinekes, or from a Meinekes to a Mu'uberes. Could you be Mitztarif, the Zman of Mu'uberes, and this man of Meinekes to create Gimeloinois, so she should be Becheskes Mesulekes Domim, so the halacha should be Dayashaiton. Says the Braisa, yeah, you could get that. If Sika Shtai be Meiburo, if she went 2 oinois while she was pregnant, Vachas be Meiminikusa, and 1 oino while she was nursing, or Shtai be Meiminikusa, Vachas be Meiburo, or 2 oinois while she was nursing, 1 oino while she was pregnant, or Achasu Mechza be Meiburo, Vachasu Mechza be Meiminikusa, the halacha is Oilum La, Lesholosh Oinois. It's going to count Lesholosh Oinois. Now just to go from a Meinekes to Mu'uberes, so that's very possible. She was nursing a child, she became pregnant, so she went straight from being a Meinekes into Mu'uberes. But how do you go from being a Mu'uberes into a Meinekes? There has to be a lady in between. So clearly she had a child. Now, the Gemara discusses it, and the Gemara actually asks it as a kasha. How could you have Gimeloinus going from Mu'uberes to Meinekes? Didn't there have to be a baby in between? And if there's a baby, there was blood. So if there was Dam, then she's anyways not Becheskes Mesulekes Damim. So the Gemara gives a few terutzim. One teretz that the Gemara gives is the teretz that Rashi quotes right here in the Sugya, that Dam Leidu L'chud, V'dam nida luchot. It's different dam. So it's true that dam yoledes is dam. So she for sure had blood during the gimel oinos. She had a baby in between. But the Gemara says that it's different dam. And that dam is not going to mess her up as far as these gimel oinos goes in terms of establishing that she should be becheskes mesulakazon. So let's not be concerned with the dam yoledes. Forget about the dam yoledes. But what about the dam toyar? The dam that she sees after the leda, not the dam tumma that's dam yoledes. What about the dam toya? That's something you have to reckon with, l'chayra. So the Gemara says, shouldn't it be telling the machloikas between Rav and Levi? They'll say, so I understand the idea of needing hefsik shalish oinois. Because if she's going to see dam during that third oina, right? Let's say she went two oinois when she was a muberes, and then one oina while she's a menekes. L'chayre, any dam that she's going to see is going to mess up the chazaka that she's becheskas mesulakazamim. Because that dam is regular damida, right? That's what it is. Ay, isn't it dam toyer? Yeah, that's just the Torah saying that don't worry about it right now. But it's the same dam. So as far as establishing her mitzias, is she an isha that's roya dam, or is she an isha that's becheskes mitzulegas dam, that dam is regular dam. So if she sees dam during that time frame, it's for sure going to mess her up in terms of letting her be becheskes mitzulegas dam. But according to Levi that holds, it's a different dam. Why does she need gimel oinois? All she should need is a mashu. So she went two oinois while she was a muberes, she didn't see dam. Then she had a baby, mazel tov. Now she's tummy for 14 days. She had it in a cave. Worst case scenario in terms of tumma, right? So now the next 2 weeks, l'chayr, as long as she's mafsik for 1 second, now you know she's not going to see blood for the next 66 days. Because even if she sees dam, it's going to be dam toyar. So for sure, the mayon that was giving her the chazaka that she's a roya is nistam. So she can't see that dam. So if she can't see that dam, why do you have to make sure she doesn't see dam? Even if she can see dam, that dam is it's from a different mayon. So l'chayr, once there's a mashu of a hefsik, we know for sure she's becheskes mesulakas damim. So the Gemara says, you're right, and a chanami. It's a long-winded question with a very short answer. In fact, the same answer we said earlier, hachi kamar, tzricha shetivsik mashu, kidei sheyalo lo sholosh ha'in. And a chanami, as long as there's a hefsik mashu, that in and of itself is going to be enough. If you take a look on the side, Rav Kivei Gim Gilyan Ashas asks a bumba kasha, but we have to move. Toshma v'shavin, from another brisa. So again, referring back to the first Mishnah, Shammai Hill and the Chacham, v'shavin. Everybody agrees, says the brisa, v'roya, Achar dam toyer, that a woman that goes through her dam toyer, so she had a baby in a cave, 66 days of dam toyer. The first re'iyah that she sees after that, everybody agrees shadaya shaita. Why? What's pashup shat? Because now she's becheskes mesulakas dam. So any dam that she sees after her yemei toyer is for sure going to be considered as dam toyer. So here the Gemara asks fakert. This makes more sense according to Levi. Bishlemi Levi the avad shnei mayonoi saying mishamacha daya shaita. I understand why she's daya shaita. I mean, she's no different than meinekes, any other woman that went a little while without seeing dam. So it makes sense why she should be daya shaita. El rav dama mayin echad hu. But according to Rav that says she's a mayin echad, a may daya shaita, she's been seeing dam all along. Boom, the Torah said it's tar. But where did she establish herself as a mesulekes damim? Then now we say after this man of tayar, she should be dayashaita. Right, whatever the pshat in that price is, we're not learning the sugi now dayashaita. But l'chura, this halacha that if a woman sees dam after you make tayar, we say dayashaita, it's predicated on the fact because she's mesulekes damim now. That's all good according to Levi. According to Rav, she's not mesulekes damim. She's been seeing blood. Narvas hatayra tiartoy. But as it relates to the mesulekes damim, so l'chura, isn't this raya of from this brisa of Vishavin, a raya to Levi? So the Gemara says, no, the leko sha'os. It could be, it's talking about where she saw the dam right after this case, the brisa that says, Vishavin shadaya shaita. Rav is going to say, he's talking about what she saw it on the 81st day. So what if she saw it on the 81st day? What's the halacha when it comes to a woman that has a ri'iyah, a kala noshin? Dayashait in the first Mishnah, the Chachamim say she's metama me'es leis. She for sure can't be tama me'es leis. Because any dam that she saw in the last 24 hours, you can't tell me is going to be for sure dam. It can't be dam tama because it's going into the zman of Yemei Tayar. Because she just saw it right after she completed her Yemei Tayar. So being that you don't have the tumma me'es leis, because if you're going to go back 24 hours, it is for sure going to be a meitaya there. So the Chachamim never imposed their gzera. I hear. So you're telling me you can't have the 24 hour, but it's still negaya this halacha, because what would be if she did a bedika? So lechayr, why daya shaita mechatesi? It should at least go back mepkida lepkida. Meaning you can't go back the whole 24 hours. Go back as far as you could go back. So the Gemara says kiven deme es leis lekum mepkida lepkida nami legaz rabbanan. That the only time the rabbanan imposed the halacha of Tumah l'mafreya is where you can go back at least 24 hours. But if you're not going back 24 hours, it's not possible to go back 24 hours. So Rav is going to make a super duper ekimta in this braisa that the only time it's daya shaita is if she saw it right after her yemei tayar, so that the yemei tayar is still within 24 hours from when she had this re'iyah. So even though she saw it after the yemei tayar, it's not a gay the Tumah l'mafreya. According to Levi, you don't have to make such a daichik digay kimta. Because according to Levi, you could say very simple that the reason she's dayashaita is because the mayon of Dam Tomei has been shut off for a very long time. So now she's somewhat misulek is domin. So any dam that she sees is like a psanu dam. It's a psanu oiftu. And it's for that reason that Loch is going to be dayashaita. We're going to continue with this thing. Toshma. One last toshma. Yoledes bezoiv shesofra v'loi t'alda. Or yoledes bezoiv that had her shiva. And she didn't go to the mikvah. And then she saw Dam. So what's the mach like this? She's a Yoledes. She had the baby while she was a Zava Gedayla. She counted the Shiva Nikiyim. She didn't go to the mikvah. Now she's in her Yomei Taya and she saw Dam. What was the halacha? Hocho Beishamah l'shitasan. Ubeisilah l'shitasan. What was the case where Beishamah was moided to Beisilah? That was where she was Yoledes Bezoiv. She didn't have her Shivan Akim and she saw Dam. She didn't have her Shivan Akim yet. Avada Beishamah holds it's regular Dam. That's Matama. But where she had the Shivan Akim, she just didn't go to the mikvah. That's the same, it's the equivalent to the Ikra Machloi Yushan Beisil by the regular letters. So over there, Beishamah l'shitasan, Ubeisil l'shitasan. That's Zokti Gemar. Pishlam the Rav Dama Mayanechod. Ubeisham according to Rav that holds it's Mayanechod. Mishum Hachi Matama Lachvi Yavish. I understand why it's Matama Lachvi Yavish. But according to Levi, that says that it's two different mayonos, that the dam is coming from two places. Why is it matamalach v'yavish? If it's a different mayon, again, that mayon was nistam. So if the mayon was nistam, then l'chura, it's poshit that the dam should be dam toyar. Now, it feels like the Gemara asked this kash already, right? The truth is, the Gemara did. The Gemara in the bottom of Lamed Ayamid Beis asked a very, very similar question. The Gemara asked from the safe of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah discussed the case that the Shammai saw both Maida. That was the case where she saw Dam before she had her Shivan Akim. And what was the Gemara's teretz over there? The Gemara said, what do you mean? If it's a different Mayon, what's. So the Gemara said, Beshefas. There, that was a very obvious answer. The answer is even Levi's Maida Beshefas, that it's not from the new Mayon. And you can make the akimta that it's shayfas. The problem is here you can't say shayfas. Or at least that's what the Gemara thinks. Because here we're talking about a woman that had shiva nikiyev. What happened? She had a yomei toma. She needs 7 clean days. Because if she doesn't have her shiva nikiyev, then it's not negeya. Then she's not going to be tar. So this woman needed her shiva nikiyev. Being that she needed her shiva nikiyev, it couldn't have been shayfas from the dam tomi to the dam tar. So if there's no shayfas, and it's coming from a different mayon, so freak the Gemara, then l'chayro, what do you mean Beishamah l'shitas, Beishamah l'shitas? What's Pshat of Beishamah? Why, according to Beishamah, should it be a problem? That's the oimik to the Gemara's kasha. Amalach Levi, Levi's going to tell you, I hear, you're right, checkmate, you got me. This is a mefurish raya that it's mayon echod, that it's not shnei mayonos. But at the same time, I have a braisa that supports me. I mean, I can't argue with a braisa, but I have a braisa that's a raya to me. I know the Amri Ketanda de Shavin, the braisa of Shavin, that was the last toshma that the Gemara brought. Where the Shavin, that any woman that sees Dam after her, Yemei Tayar, what's the halacha, Dayashaita? The Gemara said, this is a raya to Levi, it's a kashan rab, because according to Rab, why is it Dayashaita? Why is she Zama? So like a Zama, she's been seeing blood for 80 days. Why is she? So the Gemara made a daichik. The Gemara says, talking about when she saw it so in such close proximity to the Yemei Tayar that the Yemei Tayar is within the 24 hours and there's no Tumah l'mafreya if it's not going back 24 hours. A chiddush. Levi said that's a doichik. And Levi said, you know what? I think the real answer is that price is a riot to me. So Levi basically walked in and he made a concession. He said, Rav, I think this braisa of your ledes bezoiv, that we have the same machlokes shem b'shul is a riot to you, but I think the braisa of shaman is a riot to me, and that's why I knew I was going up against a braisa, but I had a braisa that supported me. V'ibah yaseim, one other teretz, you could say, no b'shefas. It's talking about where she was shayfas. It's talking about she had a baby. She had shivan akim, and somehow she was shayfas. We more suffrak tani. How's that possible? Achav yoledes nikeifa. It's talking about when she gave birth to in a cave while she was a zavik gedola. The shvua kama paska, shvua basra le paska. She had her shivan akim during the first week. So somehow she had a baby, and there was no down for 7 days. So that, which is chiddush, but I think Mark talks about it in different places where a woman can give birth to a child, and it's a yavesha, right? There was no down. It's possible, and that's what happened. The first week where she didn't see down is oilala for her 7 days of Yimei Toma. It's also oilala for her Shivan Akiyam. Then the second week, Shvo Basra Loi Pascha, and then she was shoyfas. That's what Basil said, the halacha, that the down is going to be down Tommy. Because here's the big leap of faith. Yimei Le Dasa. That if there's Yemei Leda and she doesn't see Dam, the halachas is Oyel Mei Sfira, the next few lines are not hard. Amalei Ravina LeRavashi, Amalei Rav Shemem Misichra, Ikla Marzutra LeAstrin. V'dara Rash, Marzutra came to Shtot, he gave a drasha, and he said, Hilchasa Kavasi de Rav Lechumra, the Hilchasa Kavasi de Levi Lechumra. So do we paskin like Rav Mayan Echad, or do we paskin like Levi Shtei Mayanis? We always go Lechumra. Rav Ashiyam, Hilchasa Kavasi de Rav Bein Lechul Bein Lechumra. Darash Memer, Hilchasa Kavasi de Rav Bein Lechul Bein Lechumra. The Hilchasa, and what is the bottom line? It's Kavasi de Rav Bein Lechul Bein Lechumra. Vaita, another Mishnah, another Sugya, Mei Inyan Le Inyan Ba'ose Inyan. So just a very brief introduction as it relates to this next halacha. And that is a woman that's in labor. If she sees dam, so the halach is as follows. If she saw it during her Yemei Nida, she's going to be Tomei Tomas Nida. If she saw the dam, however, during her Yemei Ziva, there's a special Gzeirus HaKosav, we probably won't get there, but it's a whole Minohani Mili with Mar Mekoymis, that the laws of Ziva don't apply to a woman that's in labor. So if a woman is in labor, she's having a baby, and she has dam. So if it's during her Yemei Nida, if she has a cheshbon of where she's holding 7-11, so if it's during the 7, she's going to be a Nida. If, however, it's during the 11, so then the halacha is, there's not going to be Ziv. Now, what happens if she was in labor and then she didn't have a baby? It was false labor. So then the halacha is, huvra dovla mafreya, that she really wasn't in labor. So if she wasn't in labor and she had dam during her Yemei Ziva, then fashteitzach, she has to reckon now with the halachas of Ziva. This is only negeya if she ends up having a baby. But if she doesn't end up having a baby, then this halacha is not true. Zok the Mishnah with that introduction. Amikasha, a woman that is in labor and she has dam, nida. She's a nida. The Gemara will clarify. What happens if she saw dam 3 days as a result of labor during the 11 days of Ziva? So the halacha is, shafsa meis leis, if afterwards she was shafsa, the Mishnah is going to explain, shafsa means she wasn't in labor, not she didn't see dam, we don't care about the dam so much. She had dam 3 days already, so at this point she has a problem. She's potentially a zavik gedola. But she was shafsa in the sense that she didn't have any tzar leido. The yolda, and then she gave birth to a child. Then she's a yoledes b'zoyf. Why is she a yoledes b'zoyf? I thought we just spoke out this exeris hakosav that if she sees dam during her yemei ziva as a result of, yeah, because she didn't have a baby right away. So being that she was shafsa, so here the halach is that we treat it as regular ziva. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Laila b'yoyim kalei Shabbos." It's not enough that she shafsa me'eis leis. Le'eis leis sounds like from 2 in the afternoon to 2 in the afternoon. No, it has to be a laila and a yoyim, a vayiyera vayiboyker kalei Shabbos. So unless it was that type of shafsa, she rested like you rest on Shabbos. Maybe that's the point of kalei Shabbos v'yoyim. If it was that type of rest, it was so bo Shabbos bo menucha the rest. So that's the halacha. She shafsa minatzar. Additionally, when we say shafsa means she wasn't in pain, we don't care if she bled. That's not the point. Like we said, she already had dam 3 times. The question is, was she betzar when she napped? So how long? Let's say a woman's in labor for 3 months. So you're going to have the same halacha there also? I mean, at what point, when do we start treating pains as labor? So the halacha is as follows. Rameir says, afilu arbam b'chamishim yom. Labor can be 40, 50 days. Rabbi Yehuda says, day chadash, the 9th month. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon, ain kishu yoyse mishtei shabbos. It's 2 weeks. Look at the Gemara. The Mishnah began, amikasha nida. It sounds like a woman that's in labor becomes a nida. Atu kala mikasha nida hi? Is that true? Every single woman that's mikasha is a nida? It's not true. The next part of the Mishnah. Meaning, if she was mikasha while she was in her zman of nida, during the 7, part of the 7-11, and she had dam and chanami, she's a nida. But if she was mikasha during a yamei ziva, that's not the truth. Sokta gemara, my rab, nida liyoyma, and chanami. Midai raisa, if she was Roya Dam, Machmas labor during her Yemei Ziva, she's not going to be a Nida. It's a Tumas Nida de Rabbanon. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel took it a drop further, like Rabbit a little further, Chayshin and Shema Tishva. No, it's more than that. It's Mid Rabbanon, true, it's Mid Rabbanon. And I'll even explain to you, says Shmuel, why the Chachamim were geyser, because what happens if she stops being in labor? It's going to be Huvra Adavon Ma'afreya that she's a Zavah. Now, she only had it one time. Okay, so she's a Zavah Ketana. So you know what you have to do mid the Rabbanah? You have to be concerned that maybe she's a Zavah Ketana, which means she has to be Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom. Yitzchak Amar, Rabbi Yitzchak says, a Makasha ain't a klum. No, a Makasha is nothing. What do you mean a Makasha is nothing? Baktani, Makasha Nida, Amar Rava. No, the way you read the Mishnah is as follows. We may need a Nida, we may Ziva Tahira. Meaning, so what's the halacha? A Makasha during her Yemei Nida is, and if she has dam, for sure she's a nida. If she's mekasha during her yemei ziva one time, so midi rabbanon for midi raisa for sure nothing. The question is, what about midi rabbanon? Machloek is Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yitzchak. Rav says she has to be a nida for the day. Shmuel says she's shemeres yom kineged yom midi rabbanon. Rabbi Yitzchak says gunish. But Tanya a braisa that supports Rabbi Yitzchak. Mekasha may nida nida be may ziva tahira, and explains ketsa kishtiyah mechav shalso shnayi. What happens if for one day she had blood and then she didn't for 2 days? Oisha kish the sign of shalsi yamechad, or for 2 days she did, and then for 1 day she didn't. Oisha shafs of a kish of a chazav a shifsa, or she didn't, and then she did, and then she didn't. Again, shafs of kish of a shafsa, just to be clear, not blood. She had blood all 3 days. We're talking about whether she had tsar later or didn't have tsar later. Let's do this again. Tanya, hamekasha b'mei nida, nida b'mei zivatayr. That's Rabbi Yitzchak. Keitza, the Braisa continues. Kish so yoimechad, she had labor. The shift so shnayim, and she wasn't in labor for 2 days. Oisha kish so shnayim, she was in labor for 2 days. The shift so yoimechad, and she didn't for 1 day. Oisha shofsa v'kish so v'chaz v'shifsa. No labor, labor, no labor. She saw dam all 3 days. So the halach is in these cases, reizuya ledes bezoif. She's considered a zavah gedoyla, so that when she has a baby, she's a ledes bezoif. So then after she finishes, you may tuma, after she has a baby, she's getting into a shivanakim. Al shofsa yoy mecha v'kitsh l'shayim. It says the Braisa, what would be if she didn't have labor for 1 day and then 2 days labor? Oisha shofsa shnayim v'kitsh so yoy mecha. Or 2 days she didn't and then 1 day labor. Oisha kitsh so v'shofsa v'chazo v'kitsh so. Pain, no pain, pain. Ein zu yoledes bezoif. In that case, she's never going to be considered yoledes bezoif. Kloli shaldavar, koishi samach leleida, ein zu yoledes bezoif. Shoifi samach leleida, harezu yoledes bezoif. What matters is the last day before she gave birth to a child. If she was in labor, which typically she will be, so then the halach is, she's not going to be considered yoledes bezoif. If, however, it was shoifi the day before, then the 3 days of dam are considered ziva, and then she's yoledes bezoif. So, Gemara, Chananya ben Achi Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shua had a nephew whose name was Chananya. And he said, "Kol shechal ki sheyel b'shlishi shela." If she was in labor, she had labor pains during the third day of ziva. I feel kol yom kula b'shoyfi. Even if she goes a full 24 hours afterwards without any labor, ein zu yoledes bezoif. She's not yoledes bezoif. Meaning, what matters is the third day. That's really what it boils down to. Kloli Shaldavar says the Gemara Lasuyemai, when the Tanakama of the Braisa said, Kloli Shaldavar, Koshi Samach Leleda, Ein Zuya Ledes Bezaiv, Shoifi Samach Leleda, Re Zuya Ledes Bezaiv, what was he coming to include? Lasuye de Chananya. He was coming to argue with Chananya. Zok de Gemara, Ton Minani Mili. What's the makar to this halacha? So again, implied in our Mishnah is that a woman that sees Dam during her Yemei Ziva, but at Samach Leleda, if it somehow walks right into a childbirth, so then the halacha is that we don't look at it as dam ziva. She doesn't have a din of yoledes bezoif. It's only if the pain somehow subsided for a certain period of time before the leida, then we look at the 3 days of dam that she saw during the yemei ziva as being yoledes bezoif. So for this, to say something like this, obviously we need psukim. Psuk to gemar benadmi the tanur rabbanon. It says in the Torah regarding the zava, it says dama v'isha ki yazav zoif dama yamim rabin b'loy es nidaset tmeihi dama. We learn from there machmas atzma v'loy machmas lad. It's a miut in the parish of zava. And the miut is that only if she saw machmas atzma, not if she saw machmas devlad. If she saw the ziva machmas devlad, she doesn't have a din of a zava. Ato oimer machmas vlad, oyenel machmas oynis. Maybe it's coming to your mind a zava that sees that machmas oynis, that she's not considered a zava. Kshoimer the ishaki yazav zayv dama hari yonis amr. It's true. I have a miut of dama, but I also have a riboy in the parish. The ishaki yazav zayv dama. Zoiv is a riboy. It's literally, it's zoiv dama. Zoiv is marba, dama is mamai. So that word zoiv is marba oinis. If she had the riba oinis, so mani mekayim dama, dama machmas atzma, v'loy machmas atzma. How do you know? You have a riboy in the pasuk, you have a miut in the pasuk. Using the riboy to tell me if she had the riya machmas oinis, she's a zava. Using the miut to tell me that if she had the riya machmas vlad, that she's not a zava. Maybe if I cared. It makes sense to say that the vlad is what makes a tar. Because you see, Yoledes, Vlad, is associated with Tyra. After she has a baby, she's going to have Dam Tyra. So maybe the Dam that she saw before she had the baby is also Dam Tyra. You already see this Chiddush of Dam Tyra in the context of a Vlad. The blood that comes after the baby's tummy is tar. So maybe the blood that comes before the baby is also tar. You don't ever find tyra as it relates to other Abdi Gemara says. I have precedence for a re'iya of a zava maybe to be tar if it came by this, because b'shiva drachim b'yit kenes azav. So you see, by a zav, that's the way it is. But the Gemara says, hashem yib isha kaiminon. It's very nice that you find it by a zav, by an ish, but we're dealing with an isha. There's no makar to say by isha. You have a makar to have dam tar after a child. Therefore, it makes sense that maybe dam tar before the child as well. You don't have such precedence by oinus. Or you could say, my daitach, the turi by oinus, the b'vlad. What do you want to say? You want to tell me that if she sees machmas oinus, then it's not Dam Ziva. But Machmas Vlad, Ein Lecha Oynes Gadam Yizeh. If you had to give an example of an Oynes that a woman saw a Dam and it wasn't your quintessential Ziva, what would be the example? I don't know, Leda sounds like a good one. So obvious, Ein Lecha Oynes Gadam Yizeh. So you can't have it that either way you go, Leda's Dam is for sure going to be in this mite. Ihochi, Frank, the Gemara, Nami, name a Zoiva, Zoiva Machmas Asa, Vlay Machmas Vlad. The same word, Dhamma, that you're using to be Mamayek, that the Dam Ziva that she has before the Leda is not considered Dam Ziva, look her, you have it for Nida as well. And the Mishnah's before not that way. It said, Amakasha Nida, the first two words of the Mishnah. And there too, even though it doesn't say Dhamma, it says Zoiva, isn't that a mitz? The Gemara says, Ata, Imavlad, Ayena, Ella, Oinus. Maybe the reason it doesn't say, wait, Frank, the Gemara, before you go and start suggesting that from Zoiva, we should be Mamayit. Dam Nida before Vlad. Maybe we should use it to be Mamayit. Dam Nida that was Bom Achmas Oinus. Not Kishuayim. The Isha Kisi Azava Hari Oinus Omer. We have a Ribuy already that a woman that sees Dam Nida Machmas Oinus. Well, Mani Mekayim Zoiva. Zoiva Machmas Atma. Vloy Machmas Lav. But either way, Hajra Kushal Duchte. You be Mamayit from Dama. Dam Ziva Machmas Leida. Maybe be Mamayit from Zoiva. Dam Nida Machmas Leiva. Omer. Shlokish, Shlokish said, Omer. The Pasuk says, Teshev, it says, when the cave is sealed with Thomas Schwein, Kitidoso, Vishishim, Visheshim, Teshev, and Deitar. So Teshev, it says in the context of Dam Toyar. And we learn from there, Yeshlucha Yeshiva Acher Shikazu, that there's another example of Dam Toyar. But only one other example. That's the point. The Eza is Ukoshi, Bimeziva. And that's the one we're going to remind. Meaning, this idea, you don't think of it this way. Dam that a woman sees while she's in labor during her Yemei Ziva, by saying that we don't make her a Zava Gedoyla, we're calling it Dam Toyar. But we have different examples of Dam Toyar. The classic example is 3366. Another example is the other colors. Here's another example. This is Dam Toyar. When a woman sees Dam, even though really based on the rules of Ziva, she should become a Zava Gedoyla. No, we're going to say that. We're going to look at it as Dam Toyar. But either way, we have a Ribuy in the Parsha of Dam Toyar, that there's another type of Dam Toyar, but only one other type of Dam Toyar. So Erechanami, maybe I could be Marba Ziva, and I could be Marba Dam Nida, either one Bishas labor, but I can only be Marba one. And if I can be Marba one, the one I'm going to be Marba Ziva. How do you know which one to be Marba? Maybe you be Marba Nida, don't be Marba Ziva. So the Gemara says, I hear, El Amar Avu de Shmuel, you have to learn from somewhere else. Amar Kro, it says, V'toma Shfuayim Kini Dasa, and we learn from there, V'loib Kizivasa. Michlau de Zivasa Tahar. It says Vitamash Vuayan. Your letter says Tamish 2 weeks like a Nida. Like a Nida, not like a Ziva. A Ziva, why couldn't it say Kizivasa? So you see there's a concept of a Ziva being tar. Where do you ever find that a Ziva is tar? The Ezus who Kaishi be Ziva must be this Dam that she sees because of the Kaishi while she was a Ziva. So once I have this drasha, what do I need Dhamma for? I thought till now we were working with Dhamma. Why do I need this? Because had I not had the drasha of Kinidasa, I would have taken it further. I would have thought that even B'shoifi, even if this woman, she saw blood during her Yemei Ziva 3 days because of labor, then she stopped seeing. So what did the Mishnah say? Oh, then already the Dam is going to be Tameh. From Kamash Malon, Dhamma teaches me that it's not true. The only time the Dam is not considered Dam Tame, the only time it's Dam Tar, is if she saw it because, if she saw it directly before the Leda, if however there was a Shaifi, then she would be Tame, and that's learnt out from a combination of the two drushes.